Wednesday, the 6th of March. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, how many of you have given up chips or sweets or cool drink for Lent? I'm sure it's a lot. That's like one of the most common things that we give up when we're kids for Lent, isn't it? And maybe you've begun to hear about in your NS classes, in your natural science classes, or if you do biology, you've begun to hear about carbohydrates. So carbohydrates, or as they're sometimes called, carbs, or sometimes you hear about them a bit negatively, because people will talk to us about carbohydrates and they tell us not to have too many of them. And really they mean not to have too much sugar in our diet, which is why it's a good thing that we give up sugar sometimes for Lent. Today I'd like to tell you about the couple, which is a bit unusual to have a married couple working in science together. The couple who discovered a whole lot of stuff about carbohydrates and how carbohydrates metabolize in our bodies. And this couple are called Gertie and Carl Corrie. They were married to each other. So Gertie was a biochemist, and she was born in 1896. That's a hang of a long time ago, guys, in what is now the Czech Republic. And she knew from a very early age that she wanted to help people. She went to the University of Prague, and she found her calling in biochemistry, and she had a doctorate in medicine. There she also met Carl Corrie, and Carl and Gertie fell deeply in love, and they became partners both in life but also in science. In fact, they were so inseparable that Carl refused a job if he couldn't get a post alongside him for his wife. And Gertie was known to be a powerhouse in the laboratory. She was very quick and she paid lots of attention to detail, which is what you need in a biochemist. They decided eventually to move to the United States. Working first in New York and then in Washington, the two of them solved the mystery of how cells use sugar for energy. And this process is now called the Corrie cycle after Gertie and Carl Corrie. Our bodies convert glucose into lactate and back again using our muscles and liver. And so we do need glucose. It's essential for life that we have some sugar in our system and we have some carbohydrates. The problem, of course, comes when we eat more than we use, and then they turn into fatty cells. In 1947, Gertie and Carl shared together the Nobel Peace Prize for their contributions to medicine. Soon after that, Gertie developed bone marrow disease, but she continued, despite pain, to work in the laboratory. And when she got too weak to move around her laboratory, Carl would apparently carry her. The only thing that was more important than their work was being with each other. She died in 1957. So she's quite an astonishing woman, because she's really working in science long, long before it became commonplace for women to work in science. She's the first American woman to win a Nobel Prize. Their laboratory, the Corrie's laboratory, was the training ground for six other people who also won Nobel Prizes. So they were very good also teachers. And perhaps most importantly, perhaps some of you have this disease, these two people really helped us to understand what was going on in the disease called diabetes. Now, if you are a child with diabetes, it means you've got genetic diabetes, that's sometimes called type A diabetes. But you might have a granny or a granddad or an uncle or an aunt or an adult who develops diabetes as an adult. That's type 2 diabetes. So there's absolutely nothing that can be done about type 1 diabetes. It just happens to some people, and it's genetic. And even type 2 diabetes, we have a genetic disposition towards, but it's often the result of us having too many carbohydrates in our diet, and so getting a little bit overweight, and that puts us at risk of type 2 diabetes. So let's close our eyes now, and let's just say a little prayer. We're going to pray for anyone who has any kind of illness, especially diabetes that's associated with carbohydrates. that God might help them to understand their disease and through understanding to control it. And we pray in thanksgiving for everyone who wants to help other people and studies and learns, especially in the fields of medicine and biochemistry, so that we can grow stronger and more capable. We ask you, Lord, to bless each one of us, that we might be open to whatever you desire to do with us in our lives. Amen.